Not exactly a tsunami, but it is the news, according to me. Well, good morning. It is, what is today? Today's Wednesday, November 9th, 8:23 a.m., earlier than it's been recently, and I probably will get this hopefully put out before too late. Might be a little bit of a longer show, though, today than it's been in the last couple days. I am at a home studio here in northern Indiana in an undisclosed location, the bunker. However, I do have a little bit of a vocal issue this morning. I don't know what's going on with my throat. I've had a little bit of a sinus thing. There's one hotel that I stay in. If I stay in it too long, I have a tendency to start developing sinus issues. And I've been asking around other people who stay there, and they the same thing. If they stay there for more than 3 or 4 days, they start getting this sinus thing. So there's some kind of mold or something there. I don't know what's going on. Mildew, mold, Ebola. I don't know what it is. Something's floating around there. So I'll be recovering from that for a couple of days until I have to go back. And then, the election. Let's talk about the election. Because I know what all of you are really thinking. You're really wondering. You're kind of sitting on the edge of your seats, wondering what's going to happen here. And really, the thing that you're asking, what you really want to know, what it boils down to, the bottom line is, what's in my cup? I have my regular chai here, my vanilla chai with my Cinnabon creamer. I also have a backup cup this morning because I just know that I need something more than just like a chai. This is kind of a creamy chai, and it doesn't do your throat well. It kind of gives you kind of this kind of gummy, cloggy feeling in your throat, because that's pretty attractive, isn't it? Yeah, it's a good thought. So I have this going on here with my throat. So I don't know. I've got that cup, and then I've got this other backup cup, which actually has some Lipton Georgia Peach Sweet Tea. I guess that's a thing. Lipton makes they bottle this stuff. I don't know if they sell it all over the country or not, but they do sell it in Georgia. I got some of that. So it's about half that and half Kroger regular, just regular tea, regular sweet tea. And I got that in my other cup there. I didn't put any ice in it, which I probably should have, but at least it's something to kind of wet the whistle, keep the old pipes there kind of lubed up. Keep them going. Still haven't got the new studio put into the basement here, the new sound recording area. I need to get that done this week. That's something that's going to get done this week, because after this week, by the way, today's about the last day. It looks like we're going to have any weather in the 70-degree range for a while. Over the next week, it's going to be down below freezing, at least in the 20s, in the evenings, in the nighttime, throughout the rest of the week here. And during the day, it's going to be, I think it's going to be up in the 40s. So this is kind of today's kind of a last day to get some things done outside that needs to be done. Well, that's interesting. I just got an email for something. I'm not going to be able to make that meeting now. I'm just not going to do that. Sorry, it's not going to happen. There's a meeting that somebody wants me to have at 9 o'clock, and it's not going to happen. That's too bad. Too bad for them. Yeah. So I have where was I? It just kind of distracted me there. Wasn't expecting that. And the interesting thing about this election now, apparently the Pennsylvania has now been called for Fetterman. This is shocking to me. However, it shouldn't be. When you understand the mentality of the left, now there's always the question of, do we have a legitimate election here? The left, of course, has been screaming about Oh, you know, in 2018, they won't talk about the 2020 election. They'll talk about 2018. There were a lot of nefarious things happening in 2018. A lot of hanky-panky going on, a lot of interference. And, of course, 2016 was just the worst. The Russians came in and just decided who they wanted to be. They made every, you know, all the races that they lost, the Russians were affected all those. In 2018, there was a lot of nefarious activity as well, according to the leftists. 2020, of course, was a perfect election. It was interesting. I was listening to Britt Hume the other day. They brought him back out. He's really getting old. That guy's getting, he's near retirement now. And it was not. It was not pretty seeing him back on stage or back on the. He's just getting old. I mean, he's still cognizant. He's still aware. He's still able to, function much better than a certain president we have right now. I won't name any names, but I think you know who I'm talking about. And we have. But Britt was talking. It's interesting that he said something that he did, and he almost caught himself admitting to something that I don't think he wants to admit to. He talked about the 2020 election and how the Republicans didn't give up any seats in the 2020 election. They didn't lose any seats in the Senate or in the House, I think it was, wherever it was. They didn't lose any seats at all. And they gained seats, which is unheard of when the top of the ticket loses and you don't lose any seats below that down the line. This is a very strange phenomena for that to happen. Along with that was all the bellwether states. Bellwethers just, it means that those states typically, like in Ohio, Erie County is kind of a bellwether. So in Ohio, if Erie County goes, votes a particular candidate, that for governor, that candidate will usually win. If Erie goes the other direction, then that candidate will win. Well, it's kind of that way with all the bellwether states or the bellwether areas, regions in the country. And of course, Trump won all but one or two of those bellwether, out of the 19 bellwether states that they call them, Trump won all but two. There were no down ticket losses on the Republican side in 2020. And yet, Donald Trump lost by millions of votes. And Brett Hume started to go down this road. he said there were no down ticket losses. And he was talking about the phenomena of the elected president, newly elected president, usually loses the midterm the following. There's a shift in the midterm the following the general election. It didn't happen in 2001. In 2004. I mean, no, 2002. Yeah, it was 2001. So there was the election, and then there was the 2001 event that took place on 9/11. And you had the 2002 elections. That was the midterm. And George Bush actually retained the House at that point. And now along with all of this, there's a couple things that have happened that I'm not sure how to read. One thing was Fetterman the day before, I think it was the day before, maybe 2 days before the election, before yesterday. Fetterman was doing a speech where he made some comments. This was outside, and as he made the comments, he completed, as he was completing the comment, the thing, what he was saying, At the same time he was saying it, something happened. And it was such a bizarre event. It stood out so starkly that I have to think, you know, I'm a person, I don't believe in coincidence. I think that many times, I think God is trying to speak to us through small things around us all the time. Now, I'm not one to just live on the edge of, you know, if this happens, that's a sign from God. I don't do all that little stuff. But I think that there's, if we can retain an objective perspective, a certain kind of paradigm, in the midst of things that are happening around us, or things that are kind of out of the ordinary, or even in the ordinary, that I think that God is trying to speak to us through those things sometimes. I was watching someone in front of a group of people, and they were talking. They had some notes. They had a little note in front of them they were holding, and they were there as they were talking. They dropped the note, and it fell to the floor. And it was just in that moment that it was like that something significant just happened there. There's something about what is happening here. That little note drop thing was significant. I think it goes back, it harkens back to the idea of the harbinger, this kind of thing where there's a pin in that spot, like a historical moment being kind of, this is where I was trying to say something to you. Now, I know people can take this way off the wrong end. They can do this kind of thing. But I do believe that there are times when God says something like this. Now, for example, this was Fetterman in a speech. I'm going to try to play this. Hopefully, you'll be able to hear it well. This is Fetterman at this speech. And he's saying that, you know, today, you know, Dr. Oz is going to be up on Mehmet Oz is going to be on stage with Donald Trump, who, you know, supposedly is the seditionist, the insurrectionist. No, but today I'm going to be on stage with Joe Biden, who's the he's not a seditionist or whatever it is he says. Now, at that moment, he has this whole big long line of flags behind him. Now, I know why they do this. They put these flags up because it provides a backdrop that makes it look like there's something happening. There's probably, you know, maybe 30 people there in the crowd, which again is another weird thing. These Democrats have like 50 people will show up for something, and then they win. It's just unbelievable. So he's standing there, he's making this speech, and he's trying to get it out. He actually gets it all out pretty coherently. And these flags are just barely flapping at all, barely moving. It just looks like a normal day. And as he's saying the last part of this, the wind picks up to such a degree that they all go straight out, and then from right to left, as you're looking at him, not stage right, they all fall down, every single one of them. There must have been at least a dozen of them there. And they all just get blown down immediately. It is a very strange occurrence. Now, I'm going to play the audio from this, and you can hear when the wind picks up. Prior to this, there's nothing going on. No wind. There maybe 5 knots of wind. Maybe at the most. So here we go. This is the audio, and let's see what you think about it.
Today, Dr. Oz is going to be standing with Donald Trump on the stage. And I'm going to be proud to be standing with a president that is 100% sedition free.
This is bizarre. It troubles me in a couple different ways because I don't want to put my own interpretation on this. I want to make sure I'm clear. I don't want to just think, oh, look, see that was a God sign that he doesn't like Fetterman. And I'm not so sure about that. I don't think that Fetterman is on the right side of issues. I don't think he's on God's side of morality. But I think what he's trying to show us here is that our nation, first of all, there's so many things I think that God was saying through this, but it's one of those things I want to kind of lay very lightly before me and kind of ponder. One is, you know, when he makes this statement about Joe Biden being sedition free, it almost, to me, it says it was a false statement, and I'm wiping. But I think our country, our nation is in jeopardy because of that. Because of Joe Biden's activity. Because, you know, wind represents the Spirit of God. And I think that maybe it's time for our nation to be laid low. I don't see any other way around this. You see, we have a country that's deeply divided, and we have these politicians, this establishment that thinks that if they can be centrist, if they can move to the center and be friends with each other and work together, that's what the American people want. Well, maybe people want that, but they don't understand why that will not work. Most of the people in this country don't have a clue what the people on the left are about. I think that's why the MAGA crowd, this dangerous MAGA crowd, supposedly, the people on the right who are truly awake to what's happening with our nation, are becoming a little bit more agitated, a little bit more activist. Now, on the left, if you're an activist, you're a hero. If you're an activist on the right, the left treats you as if you're some kind of seditionist, insurrectionist. You're a threat to democracy. It's absolutely insane. Now, they're not electing Fetterman based on who Fetterman is. They're electing Fetterman based on he's a placeholder. He is a person who will get... They don't care an ounce about Fetterman. They don't care about Fetterman at all. What he stands for, what he represents, what he believes. He's not the man with the vision here. The party is what they're voting for. That's what they're voting for. Fetterman could die next year, and they wouldn't care. They'll stick somebody else in there, as long as they vote the right way. That's all they care about. It's absolutely insanity at this point. Now, the left, the people on the GOP, there's a few Democrats, I think, that are still in this camp as well, they want to work across the aisle. Now, even Britt Hume was talking about how, well, we hope we get back to, you know, the Joe Biden that, you know, he's worked with Mitch McConnell. He's good friends with Mitch McConnell. They've worked on a lot of things together. Blah, 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 blah. Joe Biden is not the same Joe Biden that Britt Hume knew back, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Mitch McConnell is. He hasn't changed a bit. And when Congress gets, quote, gets things done, the ones who get done are us. They stick it to us every time. As Greta Van Susteren, Maria Bartiromo, I kind of like her. She's pretty straightforward with her She doesn't really shrink back on anything. I don't think Fox News really knows what to do with her for sure, because she just pretty much says it like it is. Well, she was talking about how the markets like divided power, because that means Congress can't get anything done, and that helps them because they don't have to worry about future legislation and regulation that goes nuts one way or the other. So the markets may kind of level out here for a little while. Maybe. The other issue we've got is shortages that are coming that are pretty seriously going to affect the country here in the next month or two. And that's not going to be fun. So we have this issue that I'm sorry, I got to answer this text. We have this issue of the leftists. Here's my point. I've been rambling here. I'm just going to go cut right to the chase because I'm too distracted this morning. You cannot compromise with collectivists. Now, people call them Marxists and socialists and whatever you want to call them, whatever. Collectivism doesn't have quite the same ring to it. Doesn't sound as nasty. Doesn't sound as mean. But that's what they all are. The whole mentality of socialism, Marxism, communism, Maoism, whatever you want to talk about, it's all collectivism. Centralized government collectivism. People don't like having government power over them, but at the same time, they want everything from the government. Well, when you give up your freedoms for things, that's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to end up with. You're going to end up with government more intrusively in your life. I could go on about that all for a whole day or week. I could probably write a book. In fact, I'm kind of writing a book on that. The intrusiveness of government, how technology is being used to control us, and it's going to get worse, folks. This is, where are we going? You don't think it's going to just level off here for the next 100 years. Things are going to increase exponentially like they have been over the last 100 years. With every technology, there's more technology that builds on that technology, and it compounds as it goes. So here we have Fetterman making this statement, and all these flags blow down. What did we just see? What did we just witness? What was God trying to tell us in that moment? I believe a couple things. This is what my initial thoughts were. I think a lot of people looked at that and thought, oh, this is, that just shows Fetterman's, God hates Fetterman or whatever. It's some kind of omen. No, God doesn't hate Fetterman. God hates some of the things that Fetterman stands for. But he died for him on a cross just like he did everybody else. Now, having said that, what is God saying here? First of all, I think that Joe Biden is not sedition-free. I think it's quite the opposite. It was such a bold-faced lie. And that if Fetterman is elected, we should understand that our nation may be on the verge of falling. Or maybe that it's already fallen. Does that mean we give up? Does that mean we stop? Does that mean we don't continue to fight the ideological war to explain our position, to help people understand the principles of liberty, individual liberty? No, we don't stop. We don't just give up. We don't hunker down, just shrink back. We don't do that. But it's a very real possibility. Now, some people might say, well, it's, and you might have other opinions of this or whatever might be happening. And it might be nothing. It could be nothing. But it's one of those moments that I think stands out, and it's where something strange happened there, and I think that God is trying to speak to us about something. So I'd be interested in hearing your thoughts. Whether you think it's anything, something, nothing. What is going on here? And if it is something, what do you think it is? So there's that. There's this other thing. This other thing I want to get into a little bit is this interview with Claiborne. I think it was Shannon Bream or whatever her name is on Fox News Sunday. Claiborne was being interviewed, and he said this, made some statements here recently. Of course, he was being asked about these statements that he'd made. Here's what he actually said. Now, I want you, when you pay attention to this, when you listen to this, I want you to remember, projection is something where if you're doing something, you try to project it on somebody else to get the heat off of yourself. So listen to this as I play this. You have to ask yourself, who is he actually talking about here? Is he talking about somebody on the left or somebody on the right? Let's just listen to this for a moment. Let's make sure I've got it queued up properly. And hopefully the sound comes through okay.
This is what happens in a country that follows what happened in Germany in the early 30s. This country is on track to repeat what happened in Germany when it was the greatest democracy going, elected a chancellor who then co-opted the media, and that's what's going on in this country. That is what will lead to the destruction of this democracy.
Now, they didn't play the whole thing. They edited a lot of that out. Unfortunately, Fox News has a tendency to do that. Some of the more controversial things that people say, they will edit them out in the middle of it. So there's two edits in there. And they cut a couple things out. What Claiborne is alluding to is that the greatest democracy in Germany, and they elected this chancellor, and they used the media as propaganda. Who do you think the media is in the tank for right now? Seriously, Mr. Claiborne, I would invite you to explain to me how many news media stations out there do you think are right-leaning or right-wing or even centrist?
Well, of course, CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS, they're all centrist.
Really, they're having meetings with the White House. The White House is the press corps. They're having meetings to talk about what they can and can't say or how they're going to spin a narrative. They're having meetings like that. Google is manipulating search engine keywords and searches. There's a fellow by the name of David DeFranco. For the last 6 to 7 years, at least, probably more than that, he's been working on the algorithms that Google uses and how they can influence millions and millions of people by suggesting, as you start to type in something in the search thing, and it suggests all these other things that you might want to search for, it wants to fill it out for you. And then the results themselves that they come up with and the things that come up on the side are this is the top hit. The Google pick for you in your search. The Google algorithms have everything to do with all that. So, and they know he's not a right winger. He did not vote for Donald Trump.
He is a staunch leftist. He would say a Democrat. But at least he's honest about it. And it concerns him greatly that Google has so much influence. Because he realizes, well, they may be trying to influence it my way, but that's not necessarily the right way to do things. The fact that they're influencing at all is a problem. This is a person who's got some integrity. So this is where we are with this. And Claiborne, of course, is saying, oh, this is like Nazi Germany. No, it's just the opposite. We had a democracy. We had this, and the Democrats have undermined it and tried to take it. We had this republic, actually, is what we have, and they're trying to turn it into this pure democracy thing. So I'm not exactly sure where it goes from here. Because, unfortunately, the people who are supposedly woke are the most uninformed individuals on the planet. I observe a lot of people. I sit around in a lot of airports. And I see a lot of people doing what they do. They're not out there all concerned about woke issues. Now, there are a few. Once in a while, you see the folks that are obviously, you know, they've got all the garb. Everything's done. You know, you can tell. You can tell which way they lean. And they're the warriors out there doing their thing, telling you what to think. Not how to think, but what to think. And most people are just trying to get through their day, trying to, you know, live their life with their family and enjoy life, try to thrive, try to do better, to enjoy life. Alas, enjoy their families. So they're not paying attention that much. Nor should they have to. That's the whole point of America. We should have a government that is not intruding on everything that we're doing. The whole idea of free speech and free religion is fundamental in this country. And they can start throwing you in jail for saying something. And we're getting a little bit ridiculous. Not a little bit, a lot. So I digress. I know I've kind of been stumbling around in this podcast. Because I think we're really at a crossroads in our nation. I think this election, yes, it was very important. Now, nefarious fundamental shenanigans that have been going on. It looks like J.D. Vance, surprisingly, won Ohio. Let's just get down to some of these actual results. There's no tremendous red wave. The election in Arizona, they're saying now it may take days to see who won. This is always a problem because I can never. The longer they stretch this stuff out, oh, we found another 600 ballots or 1,000 ballots in the trunk of somebody's car. This kind of stuff happens all the time. This has happened more than once, by the way. When Al Franken won in Minnesota. Oh, we just happened to find all these ballots in somebody's trunk, a trunk of somebody's car. And no, they just all happened to be for Al Franken. Nothing to see here. Nothing strange about that. This has happened more than once. That actually happened a couple times in different states, different elections. Looks like Hochul is going to beat Zeldin. Not terribly surprising there, but I think it would have been more crushing, I think, if it would have been the other way around. However, I still can't believe that happened. But Beto, of course, Beto O'Rourke. Robert O'Rourke. About as far from a... Yeah. And we have, what else we have? Of course, the King Charles. He got egged over in England. The Stacey Abrams lost handily, badly. In California, she lost really bad. In Atlanta, she lost really bad. Georgia, she lost really bad. And of course, now she's going to come out and say the election was rigged because they changed the election law and it's not fair and blah, 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 and black men are stupid. And yeah, she's got all kinds of excuses for all that. So we'll see as the day unfolds here what all the election results are. But again, there's some areas, in fact, Arizona, I think there's been some, Maricopa County had some strange glitches in their tabulators. Why does this always happen in these states? Another county apparently ran out of paper. Oh, I guess we didn't expect to have an election today. Who's in charge of paper? What kind of ballots you got? Paper ballots? Do you think you should have paper? It's kind of like Arby's running out of roast beef, which they have done before. I pulled up to an Arby's one time, and they were out of roast beef. We have the meats, except for the one we are famous for. Interesting. So, anyway, as the day goes on, I'll probably have another show. I know I'll have another show tomorrow morning, for sure, but... Well, for sure, it sure can be. I may have another show later today, a quick show, talk about some of the outcomes of some of the things that are happening, because I do have some extra time now on my hands that I wasn't planning on having on my hands. So something else got canceled, which leaves me with enough time to do. I got so many things to do outside, but once it starts getting cold again, cold and dark here, as the day progresses, I'll be back inside, and I probably, most likely, we'll have a quick little show, possibly, to talk about some of the results. Or I might save it for tomorrow morning. Who knows? But in the meantime, I want to thank all of you for listening. Thank you for praying for our nation. Thank you for sharing, subscribing, liking, listening, all that stuff. I'll pray for you. You pray for me. We pray for each other. Pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders. Pray for the transition of power that's going to happen here, apparently, at least to some degree, and what that all means. Of course, the left will say that we've lost our democracy. No, we haven't. Yeah. It's amazing, just amazing to me, how far we've come in this nation. But here we are. Once again, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Take care. God bless and have a great day.